the voice of the Pitt Panthers, Bill Hillgrove, joins us. Good morning to you, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How goes it on this dreary morning?
Pretty good.
It's bright now that you're here, partner.
Yes, it is.
It is bright now.
I'll bring in sunshine. I know.
So is Eli Holstein, Bill.
Great decisions. He's got a lot of different quarterback qualities of guys you watch play on Sundays. And I'm not going to name them all, but I remember Pat during the most recent – during the Westford, the backyard brawl, twice saying that was a Ben-like move. And I'm not saying he's Ben, but when you can make decisions in the pocket and move in the pocket and shake people off, you know, that's Ben-like. And we've seen that a couple of times, but I just love his decision-making.
Bill, could we be coming upon one of the best Pitt athletics seasons in years ever? I mean, with the soccer team being number one in the country, volleyball being one in the country, Pitt football 4-0, the basketball team is trending upwards. Could this be one of the best years in Pitt sports?
I think it's shaping up to be. We've got a lot of contests to play and a lot of things to get through, but yes. It's shaping up that way. And, you know, there are a lot of people to be given credit for it. And that includes Heather Like, who is no longer there, but Heather ended up on her feet with that new position with the FBS. So, it's shaping up.
Bill, Doran mentioned basketball and they officially got practice started on Monday. This is really the first year that they actually have some expectations on them, and I think a lot of it has to do with Jalen Lowe. Where does he stack? We're talking about freshman quarterbacks with Eli Holstein. Where does Jalen Lowe stack up in terms of freshman guards that you've had a chance to watch during your, 56 or 57 seasons doing Pitt basketball?
We watched him last year. He was injured and obviously couldn't be the point guard early, and so they forced Bub into that role, and Bub did a good job of holding the fort, but as it turns out, Bub is a natural two guard, and Jalen's just a natural point guard. And when he got healthier and healthier, that team got better and better. And unfortunately, at the end of the season, they were playing as well as anybody, but didn't get a chance to prove it.
Yeah, the season really did take off when Jalen Lowe came in and started doing his thing.
It was hand in glove.
I did want to ask you one more Eli Holstein question, Bill. I mean, you've seen all the great Pitt quarterbacks over the years. I mean, we're talking about ACC Rookie of the Week, four consecutive weeks. Has any arrived on the scene and you've been as impressed as you are with Holstein this quick?
No, not recently. Maybe many years ago when a kid named Marino ended up on the Pitt campus two blocks from his home. I hate to make that comparison, but it's been a while since somebody's made that instant impact. And what I love about him, you know, you hear it referred to in terms of NFL cornerbacks. He erases the last play. He erases the last quarter, the last half. You know, he's able to just, okay, now I have to make plays. And I love that about him. And I think it's only going to get better. And knock on wood.
Billy, we appreciate your time as always. It's really one of our delights of the week having you on every Thursday.
Absolutely is.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen, and you have a great day.
Enjoy the bye week, Billy.
Enjoy the lake, partner.
I'll be at the lake, and that's no fake.
Take care, Bill.
There's a line right there. Hook, line, sinker.
Bill Hillgrove on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC